Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 201 for Monday, December 29th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were sharply stronger Monday morning, catching up with the rally seen in Chicago soybean futures on Friday, when Canadian markets were closed for Boxing Day. Canola values were anywhere from $5 to $8 higher, the March contract up that $8 at $443.80 per ton. Spillover support also came from the advances seen in Chicago soy oil futures and other outside oilseeds Monday morning. Worries about unfavorable conditions for the Malaysian palm oil crop helped to underpin values, as did weakness in the Canadian dollar. Continued slow farmer selling, as they wait for the new tax year, added to the bullish tone, as did steady commercial demand. However, generally favorable conditions for the South American soybean crop were bearish for canola. Fairly large global oilseed supplies with a record large U.S. bean crop and a bigger than expected Canadian canola crop also limited the upside. In the U.S., corn futures were narrowly mixed, while wheat and soybeans were firmer. Soybean values were anywhere from 6 to 10 cents higher, the March contract up 10 cents at $10.64 per bushel. Concerns about excessive rain causing flooding problems for Malaysia's palm oil crop helped to lift values. The market was also seeing some follow-through buying on Friday's rally. Continued strong demand for U.S. beans underpinned values as well, though good conditions for the South American crop limited the upside. Corn futures were narrowly mixed. Prices were anywhere from 1 cent higher to 2 cents lower. The March contract a quarter cent lower at $4.14.5 per bushel. Profit taking after the market hit more than 5-month highs earlier in the session was behind the declines. A lack of aggressive buying interest due to light holiday mode activity was also bearish. However, signs that export demand for U.S. corn is improving was supportive, as the USDA weekly export sales figure was better than expected. Wheat values were stronger, reacting to news of more export restrictions on Russian wheat. The country's prime minister imposed a 15% export duty on wheat, effective February 1, 2015. The new tax will likely keep 3 to 4 million metric tons of Russian wheat off the export market. Wheat prices were anywhere from 7 to 9 cents higher, March up 8.5 cents at $6.19 a bushel. Signs of improving export demand for U.S. wheat supplies was also bullish, though the large global supply situation continued to overhang the market. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Monday, December 29th. I'm Taryn Shields.